A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Rob Cesarino back here with a special Wednesday edition of all the stories that have been blowing up on the internet and have been the things that are the most news AF for the week of April 20th, 2016.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be news AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some news AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back here to talk about the news AF stories of the week. Here, actually, for the second time this week, we actually did a show on Monday that did not get recorded, but now we are back once again. We've worked out all the kinks with our News AF team. First off, here he is. He's got amazing internet. It runs in his family, the great Tyson Apostle.
Whoop, whoop. I didn't even have to work for this internet.
No, you just were born with a silver router in your mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also with us, the eye in the sky, the great Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
I am doing great, but I don't know if I'm doing as good as Tyson.
Why is
with
that?
His internet blessings.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Hashtag blessed, Tyson.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah.
Dude, right. So the previous News AF we did is a hard to find special lost in the archives. Nobody will ever see it except for the people that tuned into Blab that day.
Yeah, well, maybe at some point it's just hung up in processing on blab.im. Maybe at some point it will finish processing and then we'll get to see exactly what happened on Monday. But we want to at least make sure there's a show this week and then we'll get back on our regular schedule on Tuesday. And I blame myself because I had to leave my house, which is my number one rule. Never break that rule. I went to New York and then look what happened.
That's your number one rule?
Yes, yes.
Are you going to turn into Hugh Hefner or whatever his name was, Howard Hughes, and be
Howard
surrounded
Hughes.
By jars of piss
That's
and
the
your
dream.
Toenail clippings?
That's the
yeah.
dream.
That's
yeah.
the dream. Howard Hughes Hefner.
Howard Hughes, yeah. Howard Hughes Hefner. That'd be a dirty, gross mix.
Yeah. Well, I'll take it one step further. I'm never leaving this room again. Just lock me in here. Fine. I just need somebody to bring me food every now and then. And then we'd be
yeah,
fine.
I've been to your studio. It's pretty nice.
It's okay. It's not bad. I'll go in the other room that's next to the studio also. That's fine. And the bathroom is right over there. But I just need a ladder. Maybe somebody just like can come up and bring me food.
Or you just need jars
yeah.
for the bathroom.
Well, they could serve the food in jars. And then I have the jars up here.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That is a good
I'll just
idea.
Live on a jelly diet and whatever else comes in jars. All right. Anyway, so we got a lot to get to here on the News AF. Probably keep this one a little bit shorter since it's the second News AF that we've done this week and a lot of other stuff going on for all of us here on a Wednesday. But happy April 20th to everybody and all the News AF listeners.
Yeah, it's a holiday to some.
The holiday
what's the sound
to some.
Like what's the sound for 420? Like the blah, 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 the sound of a bong or like you know Christmas
a
has a jingle.
Why would there be those noises for my half birthday? I thought that's what everybody's celebrating today on 420.
Yeah. Oh, is that what we're celebrating?
Exactly 6 months to October 20th.
Oh, okay, that's nice. Happy half birthday.
Yeah, happy half birthday, man.
My
that's
present is
day.
On the way.
Yes.
It's gold and it has some engravings. It's going to be fantastic.
A half present.
I love it.
What yep. is it?
Yeah.
He'll get the other half in October.
Okay, great.
Ooh.
All right, so before we jump into some of these news stories that we want to talk about, of course, Tyson, a lot of people are asking about what Tyson is up to and his whereabouts, and we actually get to speak with Tyson exclusively here today. So the news broke yesterday on Tuesday about how the great NFL defensive lineman, Michael Strahan, who had been co-hosting with Kelly Ripa on Kelly and Michael, he is now leaving Kelly Ripa to go and be on Good Morning America, opening up the seat next to Kelly Ripa on Live with Kelly and Blank Tyson. Have you thrown your hat in the ring yet to be the co-host of Live with Kelly and Tyson?
I haven't thrown my hat in the ring yet, but if we could get somebody to make a
hat,
a petition.
Change.org.
Change.org. Get on change.org. Let's get some signatures. Let's get that thing going viral. We all know that with, what, 100 signatures or more, it then becomes law, and they have to accept me as the seat next to Kelly Ripa. I would still also do News AF.
There are some heavy hitters already in line, though.
Like who?
Neil Patrick Harris?
Nope. Doogie Howser. Doogie Howser.
Doogie Howser is in there. They think that he could be a possible replacement.
Wow.
Also, you know, Kelly got blindsided. It was the ultimate blindside. You guys love blindsides. She got blindsided. She wasn't even there this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Kelly Ripa.
Yeah. Total blindside.
Yeah.
So who knows if she'll even be there?
I know. It really, and I feel like that everybody is Team Kelly in this, because except for maybe Tyson, who, again, that Michael Strahan, the former Giant, that Tyson is wearing his blue Giants shirt today in support of Strahan leaving, and so that is why that he is wearing his Giants shirt.
Correct.
Well, what's it, Strahan? He's got a smile that could melt the heart of anyone. His smile could melt the heart of Hitler.
He's like big and strong, but he's also super sweet.
Yeah.
He's a gentle giant.
Well, to me, this is almost like some kind of divorce where it's basically like, not only is he leaving Kelly, but he also had like a, I'm leaving you, it's over, and I'm also, you know, I'm moving on, I'm getting married to this other person. So
she's younger.
Yeah. I get more money.
She works out more, which is almost insane to think that's possible, but she does. And so, yeah, I could see why she would be offended. I wouldn't show up for work this morning either.
Yeah. Tyson, I also read in the newspaper this morning that apparently Michael Strahan, he has an entourage that has been that Kelly Ripa doesn't love, and he spends more time talking to his entourage than her. Will you be able to tone down your entourage if you are the co-host of Kelly and Tyson?
Yeah, my entourage is Rachel and Bergen, and I feel like Kelly would enjoy both of those people.
Okay, good. All right, so minimal entourage. You won't have Danny hanging around, milling about.
If he wants.
Oh, I will start hanging around if Tyson gets on that show.
Yeah, he can.
Hey, what you doing, Tyson? What you doing? I'm on set.
Okay.
Yeah. Not now, Danny. Not now.
We'll be on the lookout for the change.org petition to make Tyson the new host of Kelly and Tyson. Look for that coming this week. Okay. Also, let's get into some of these news stories that we want to update. And a big update to start off with this week. You know, we actually did talk about on Monday about how the boat, which was going to be named by the internet, this British research vessel, they finally ended the voting, and the winning ballot was Boaty McBoatface. That was going to be the name of the boat. Well,
I'm really looking forward to that boat being up on the open seas, Rob. How about
Slow down, because the boat that the British science minister has come out and said the boat will not be named Boaty McBoatface.
That's a serious blow to science.
Total blindside.
What is the point, Tyson, of having a vote? It's just like if 100 people sign a petition for Tyson to be the new host of Kelly and Tyson, and then the will of the people is not enacted, what was the purpose of having this vote?
I think it's just to create the illusion of democracy.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are in despair. I mean, they already know that, you know, the votes for the president and the, you know, potential president, those are all rigged. So all they had was Boaty McBoatface. People were desperately clinging to this to kind of bolster their faith in the system.
One single shred.
And now they've just been crushed. It's just going to crush people. No one's going to ever believe that democracy can work with Boaty McBoatface being crushed.
Boaty McBoatface.
We hardly knew thee.
Yeah. And so, people are really upset about this, and they didn't even come up with a new name. They just said, it's not going to be Boaty McBoatface. We had this idea for a vote, but that's not what we want. So it's just, we won't tell you what it is. It just will not be Boaty McBoatface.
If it's a combination of letters and numbers combined into just like a code, I'm going to be upset.
You know what? It'll probably. They said in the initial article they wanted it to be named after something that represented science, like, you know, the Shackleton, you know, Ernest Shackleton, or something along those lines. So that my guess is that they'll just name it after a person of interest in the science world. But come on, Why do people have these things if they're not going to stick to them? All they're doing is turning everyone into a cynic.
Yeah.
And they can, I mean, I was already a cynic like 10 years ago, and all this does is make me more rampant.
It just proves that you're right.
Yeah, right.
Well, we talked about on Monday, if Bodie McBoatface is not the name of the boat, then we need to riot. What are we planning to do? We can't just have an empty threat that we said we were going to riot, and now...
Well, we... Dude,
I'm not
going to
ride
we,
on a boat for like a month or two months.
And we can't tip over boats. You know how people rock cars and tip them over and set them on fire? We just can't do that. So what are our options?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Smash some microscopes?
Yeah, we could do... we could fast, just do a, what's that called when you don't eat?
Hunger like strike?
A hunger strike.
A hunger strike. There you go. Or do a Yoko and Lennon
bed
sleep in.
Yeah.
Say we're going to sleep in.
Is and that what you guys want? Bodie McBoatface?
I'm more for the sleep in.
Yeah. Let's do the sleep in because we still want to eat.
Okay. Well, that boy. Should we change the name of Kelly and Tyson to Showy McShowface?
Yes.
That's fine.
We should.
Yes.
That's fine.
If it goes to a vote and that's what the people want, then that's what the people get.
Why don't we call it the RSS, We're a Bunch of Liars? Why don't we get that on the ballot for the new name?
Yeah. Is it possible that there could be a curse on this new boat now that the will of the people, it's almost like one of these, you know, that they said they were going to name the boat this, they had the will of the people, and then they went against the will of the people. I feel like that they should be hoping that there's no sort of like voodoo uprising. People that were voting on this.
Well, there's precedents for that where the will of people wasn't heard and then a curse was put on the individual as they went against the will of the people. So yes, we could find some voodoo people to do this.
I thought you were thinking of the destruction of the aristocrats in France.
No, no.
Yes.
I think of a more ancient example.
The will of the people also not met.
Yeah. Okay. So this just goes to show you what happens when democracy breaks down. If you have a vote, then you need to carry out the will of the people. None of this, you know, because I feel like there's a lot of that in the air right now of like, well, you know, that's just the first round of voting. And then if we don't like how that worked out, then we can do whatever we want.
Maybe in the future, you should gain an understanding of how the internet works before doing an online voting contest. You should be punished for your ignorance by letting the name slip through and get that on the boat.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Okay. Let's also talk about a story from this past week that went by. About now, Tyson, that I know Bergen is probably a little too young for this, but I'm sure that Danny has some experience with Dora the Explorer.
Dora the Explorer.
Actually, Dora the Explorer would be a great name for this boat, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you just hit upon a great point. Can we get the number?
It would have been a great name.
If only Sweden was hosting this thing, we could call them up right now and give them that suggestion.
Well... So the actress that plays Dora the Explorer, Fatima Patasik, that she was busted this past week in an incident in her high school where she was caught vaping in the bathroom with some friends at school. Tyson, does this ruin Dora the Explorer for you? Will you not let Bergen watch this show now?
She doesn't like that show anyway. She likes Baby Einstein.
Well, it's because she hasn't grown into Dora. The Dora phase will come.
I mean, I think as long as a good parent is like, you know, if you vape, some people will judge you and they'll, you know, it's uncool to some people, then I think it's cool. I think she'll learn. She'll know. Maybe I'll make her vape so much that she just gets sick of it.
I was thinking about this and I wondered, when you caught a kid smoking, you would have them smoke the whole pack in front of you, right?
Yeah.
But when you catch a kid vaping, I mean, if they're vaping like bubble gum, can you really punish them by saying you're going to vape the entire vape packet or whatever it is of bubble gum? That doesn't seem like a punishment. How do you punish a kid caught vaping?
Well, you could... So you're saying you should make them vape a whole pack of, like, make them vape until they get sick?
Yeah, right. Well, that used to be the whole thing. You caught a kid smoking. You're like, you want to smoke? You want to be a big man? Okay, I'm going to watch you smoke all of these. But if they're smoking, like, bubble gum, It doesn't seem like it's this quite this. We have to find a new form of parental punishment for vaping.
So, Danny, in your society, you want to sit and have Dora the Explorer vape until she becomes physically ill
and put it on TV.
That's up to her parents. I'm just wondering, how do parents address this issue now that the smoke a carton until you're sick option is gone?
You know, is this possible? You know, the tobacco industry for years, like, okay, we got to appeal to the younger demographic. We got to try to make it look like smoking is cool, and then we'll do all these things. Is it possible? Is the vaping industry so insane and evil that they are trying to get toddlers to think that vaping is cool by getting Dora the Explorer to start vaping as a role model, Tyson?
You're thinking the lobbyists are there at Dora's house offering her millions and millions of dollars.
Yes.
Just to get caught vaping. I wouldn't put it past him, dude. You think Frank Underwood's pals.
Now, Remy, that you need to go out there for the vaping lobby and get, all of the big 3-year-old stars to be vaping. Dora the Explorer, Paw Patrol.
Yeah, I think that's definitely
Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
Who else? Teletubbies, or are they not a thing anymore?
I don't think they're a thing anymore. They were creepy.
Yeah. The Teletubbies, did you used to watch that?
I will still watch it.
Either of you, open to the room.
On this momentous day, we should be only watching Teletubbies, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Get some Za, watch some Teletubbies.
My kids watched that, it was like Teletubbies. It had the box that would open up, and all the creatures would be inside. Hmm. And the guy would,
Gabba.
Talking about? Yo Gabba Gabba. My kid went through which seemed like a modern day Teletubby type of a situation.
Yeah.
Yo Gabba Gabba's cool.
Yeah.
But Rob, you didn't even hit on the worst part of the story.
Yes.
Which was the special treatment.
Special treatment. Yes, exactly. So Fatima, who plays Dora the Explorer, she was given a suspension, but the girl who was with her, she got expelled from the school, and her parents are now suing, saying that there was preferential treatment for Dora the Explorer.
Definitely. And you know, it's one of the perks. If you're going to be a child star, you're going to want the special exemptions when it comes to punishment.
Yeah.
Or else maybe it's not worth it.
I got special exemption, and I was only an athlete and not even one of the popular athletes.
Yeah. Tyson, did you have a fall guy, though, with you who was in your entourage who, if like there was ever going to be any sort of trouble brewing, that guy would take the fall for you?
That wasn't planned, but it definitely happened a couple times.
Yeah. So you got in trouble, and then you had a friend who was just sort of like your right-hand guy who was just going to take the heat for you?
No, we both got in trouble, but he was the one that actually got in trouble, and I didn't really get in trouble.
Because you were the athlete that the school board needed the most?
I was the star. I was the star member of the swimming team, so I think the swimming coach got me out of a lot of trouble.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think Dora has a big entourage?
I don't know.
Do you think it would be big enough to exclude her from the morning show?
I feel like at some point, as she's going through high school, people are going to not think that's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. She probably has less of an entourage now that she's turned on him.
Yeah. That she lost the one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about another story that's going on. 2 weeks ago, I believe we talked about the case of the man who rented Freddy Got Fingered in the early 2000s, did not return it, and then there was there was a warrant for his arrest that he didn't even know about, and he may end up going to jail. But Danny, you have uncovered another story, which is equally as heinous, about a couple looking at jail time for not returning a library book. Danny, what is going on here?
Yeah, this is just more outrage, I guess. A Michigan couple is facing 3 months in jail over a lost Dr. Seuss library book.
Hmm.
3 months in jail.
Okay.
Now, they also racked up $35 after they failed to return a book called The Rome Prophecy.
Yeah, how is that book? A thriller.
I don't know. I've never even heard of it, but it sounds
gripping. We can't check it out. It's impossible to check out right now.
The only copy is missing.
Yeah. So a judge warned them that they could be jailed for 3 months if they don't return the two books. But if it's lost, I mean, what are the options? I mean, what are the odds they're going to find the Rome Prophecy?
Yeah. I mean, does this couple have kids? Why are they taking Dr. Seuss out of the library?
It doesn't say if they have kids.
Was it on 420? Was the date 420 when they took the Dr. Seuss book?
No, it wasn't. So I don't know why they would be reading Dr. Seuss. Maybe they like to look at the pictures. The Rome Prophecy looks serious.
Yeah.
But the A Hat Full of Dr. Seuss, or it's called A Hat Full of Seuss, is the book they took. It has five favorite Dr. Seuss stories.
Oh, but there's almost like five library books at once.
Yeah, yeah. So I can, maybe that makes it a little bit more serious, since they had a book that was a compilation of five books.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like an amazing book.
Yeah, does this seem like this could be its own Dr. Seuss book of the story of the book that the couple took and
hid it in a nook?
Yeah.
Now, and the couple already paid $100 in a bond to avoid going to jail. So they're already into this $100, but they look contrite in their pictures. Like they look sorrowful.
Yeah. Don't you get the $100 back once you go to court?
I don't know. I've always wondered about that.
I think the bond you get back.
But okay. Haven't they paid more money than the books are worth at this point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can't they just go buy the new book and like paste a thing on it that looks like it was the original library book?
They could buy a used like one from Amazon. This. And then just return, give that to them. It'll cost like $2.
Yeah, are they trying to fight this though, Danny?
The woman involved says they are fighting the charges.
Well, what are they saying? That they brought the books back?
No, she just says, I can't imagine going to jail over it, but I certainly will fight these charges because I'm not guilty. But that doesn't make sense because whether, obviously you are, because the books were never returned.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not guilty in her own mind.
Would you say, Danny, that the judge is attempting to throw the book at them?
I would say that, yes, Rob, I would.
Yeah. What's going on here that I feel like we're talking about a lot of stories right now where it seems like that people are trying to be prosecuted with sentences that way are out of line with the crimes that are committed. What's going on with our legal system? Are we just trying to make an example out of people, Danny?
Maybe judges are getting bored. They're like, dude, drugs, drugs, drugs. Oh, overdue book. This is exciting. I'm going to let this one play out.
Yeah.
There's right, probably a country that is catching us on most inmates per capita. And the judges had a meeting and are like, we got to arrest more people for less shit if we're going to keep hold on to number one.
But hey, let's point out, let's find the silver lining here. If this was Saudi Arabia, they would have their hands cut off. So in some ways, the U.S. is doing it right. Only 3 months in jail or you lose a hand.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's talk about a very special April 20th story about a man in West Virginia who got busted after he attempted to hide his marijuana inside a Wendy's Baconator to fool a drug-sniffing dog. Tyson, did you see any problems with this potential plan?
Well, I guess the weed was probably in a plastic baggie, right? He wasn't just sprinkling weed on his on his burger.
That's unclear.
Like oregano.
It's but unclear.
When you see weed in a movie, it's usually in a plastic bag. So yes. I think that's a fair assumption.
Yeah, I would assume it's in a little baggie. Well, you get the outside of the baggie dirty, which is kind of gross.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like, wouldn't the dog be just as attracted to the meat sandwich as he is to weed, or even more so? I feel like if a dog could choose between eating either a plastic baggie of weed or a bacon McCheeseburger, he'd choose the bacon McCheeseburger.
Yeah.
Every time.
How does the drug-sniffing dog let the officer know? What's the dog's cue to tell the officer, hey, I found weed, I found drugs, or I found a cheeseburger? Because I think that the reaction would be pretty similar.
Yeah. How does he differentiate between, like, can he really separate the smells through his nose and brain between bacon, sizzling meat, and weed?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't it just be like the greatest thing ever? He's looking for weed, but on top of that, he's getting bacon and Delicious, sizzling, juicy hamburger meat.
Yeah, Dan, do you think the dog just got lucky here?
Yeah, I think he did. Not only did he get to put his nose into a hamburger, and then he was like, whoa, there's weed in here. Bonus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a big promotion.
So the dog and the... Yeah, so it really was a case of a very dumb criminal who tried to outsmart a dog by hiding his weed inside a hamburger.
Keistered it.
Well, is there anything that... Not that we're trying to give information to somebody who's trying to smuggle drugs, but what is there anything that you should be potentially putting your contraband in? Like, what would the dog not want to go near?
Well, I'm sticking with keister. I don't know. I think that might work.
No, dogs love sniffing butts.
Do they? I don't have a dog, and I definitely don't let dogs get anywhere near me.
Tyson, you're an animal enthusiast. What what could you do? Where could you put something to throw off the dog? Certainly not in a bacon cheeseburger.
This may be completely unrelated, but I heard that people from Europe who smuggle cheeses in,
yeah,
they do smuggle cheeses from Europe because they are too moldy for U.S. standards. They wrap them in plastic and then squirt like perfume all over them.
Mm.
So do you think you could mask it with perfume?
Perfume.
Or maybe you could just smoke the drugs.
Yeah, I'd be like, your dog's not finding it because it's all over me, bro. I smoked it.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what dogs really don't want to go near. So I feel like maybe like a dog whistle, maybe.
So what? Huh. As it gets closer, blowing the whistle, that's not a tip off to the cops.
Cops can't hear it. Cops can't hear it, Danny.
Slather it in chocolate. Slather it in chocolate and just be like, oh, this is the most deadly substance to dogs. Don't let him sniff this.
Yeah, suck it, dog. You can have my weed, but you're going to die.
Yeah. And so this story came to us that we discovered it. The Milton Police Department, which is in West Virginia, they posted this on their Facebook page. But Danny, was this a smart idea for the police to mention that they thwarted the guy who hid it in the bacon cheeseburger? Is this getting the criminals to be thinking about other ways to be smuggling their drugs?
Well, I think we've talked a lot about this on News AF, and that is police are trying to seem more friendly and in touch with social media. So what they're doing is posting a lot of these stories, basically giving criminals a list of don'ts.
Yeah.
And so this is just carrying on that that kind of modern day tradition where they're like, look, we're funny, we're cops, we talk about what happened, but what they're really doing
like
is
News AF,
yeah, like we're helping, we're aiding and abetting. Yeah, other word you use, but
narc narf. Oh, go ahead, Danny.
I was just going to finish saying, I just feel like a lot of these police department, in an attempt to sound friendly, are really aiding the criminals.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
Yarknarf here in the chat has a pretty good idea. Shove it in a hot cup of coffee. If you could attach little rock to the bottom of the bag and sink it completely submerged in the coffee. Because you know how like on movies when criminals run upstream in the river? Because the dogs lose scent in the water.
Mm.
So imagine if you submerged it completely in coffee, you would be free to go, man. I think put a rock or two in the bottom of the bag. Seal it up, drop it in your hot coffee or any beverage that's dark enough that you won't be able to see right through it to the weed.
Turn it into a fake tea bag. And then when they're like, oh, that's just my tea, bro.
This is kind of ingenious. So you're saying that you should be able to get the marijuana in some sort of a tea bag looking bag, and then it has a string on it, and then just walk around with a cup of water, and then put it in the water like, oh, this is not just having my herbal tea.
I'm doing a 3-day cleanse. This is my tea.
Yeah.
Right.
This will give me diarrhea to lose all that extra water weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I mean, you're onto something.
My greatest idea
all right.
yet.
All right, and one more story for 420. There are always people that are smoking marijuana are always looking for new ways to be able to smoke their marijuana and also get pizza. Danny, could you talk about a new way that can let people have their cake and eat it too?
Yes, you should say their pie and smoke it too. Because a company has developed a box that not only delivers hot, delicious, fresh pizza, but it has a cutout that when you peel it out and you fold it up, turns into a pipe, which now that I think about it, a cardboard pipe seems super flammable.
Tyson, now I know that you are not into any sort of recreational or non-recreational, any sort of drug activity whatsoever.
Yes, that's correct.
Right. Is this a bad idea or a good idea for you?
I have a hard time feeling like they're going to sell a bunch of pizzas just based on this pizza box, or that Domino's or any major carrier is going to pick this box up. I feel like, yeah, I guess maybe some places in Colorado where weed is legal, but even still, it doesn't, marketing wise, I don't think it's going to be the next $1 billion idea that all the sharks at the Shark Tank are dying to get a piece of.
Now, just to clarify, it is only a concept, but yes, they plan to bring it to market, or they have no plans to bring it to market, but they may do a limited run depending on how well it is received.
But who is the market for this? Are they trying to go to pizza places to sell this? Like, I can't imagine like Domino's is going to get on board with this.
Yeah, that's what I'm
and
saying.
If you're a person like, oh man, this would be great for me because I love pizza and I love to smoke marijuana, but you wouldn't just buy a pizza box unless you're going to like then like make a DiGiorno and then bring it to somebody's house.
Maybe it's for the rare instance when a weed dispensary store is right next to a pizza shop. And, you know, and that's why they're saying it's a limited release, because there's not a lot of times when that's actually the case, or maybe it is. I don't know. And so, you know, you can go in, get your weed, and then you can go right next door and get your pizza in the pizza pipe box.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this is maybe a good idea. Like, if you had like a friend in prison that was you trying to like smuggle drugs
bake
into, and he's like,
"Bake a shovel into the pizza."
Yeah. This is like the nail file in a cake of ideas. I'm not sure that this is really. I feel like for the most part, for people that are smoking a lot of marijuana, that rarely is there a shortage of devices to be able to consume the marijuana.
I mean, they smoke them out of like apples, and I mean, they can pick up any random object in their house, a water bottle. I probably have several things in this room that could be turned into pipes or weed smoking devices.
That's spoken with a lot of confidence, Danny.
Well, I see a Coke can, I see plastic bottles, I see straws. I mean, I've got all sorts of drug paraphernalia in here.
Okay.
Wow.
Turns out, yeah.
Danny, you had a bunch of other stories that you found since our Monday show. What else was very important that you want to talk about?
This one is popping up all over the place, and it's the Snapchat filter.
Yeah, all right. Well, everybody loves the Snapchat filters for the most part, but this one maybe might have gone too far.
Everybody loves them for the most part?
Yes. Well, today, of course, being April 20th, and we've talked a lot about marijuana on this show. Apparently, there's a Bob Marley filter on Snapchat, Danny.
Yeah, so it sounds like they did it for 420.
Okay. Is it in limited run? Have they taken it down? Let me see. I'm trying to see if I can access it right now.
It is a fresh... This is a hot take. This is just popping up all over the place.
It's fresh and hot like a pizza box that you can make a bowl out of.
The pizza pipe.
Exactly.
So, yeah, what it does is it seems to really warp your face, but it gives you blackface, which is a no-no.
Yeah, that's not good. Right, what are they thinking here, Tyson?
Maybe they're not.
Okay. That's fair.
I always they're not thinking.
Yeah, they could not be thinking. But it's also like, when it's something like that, who takes the fall? Does the CEO take the fall? Does he blame it on the programmers? Does the...
No, that's, you know, that Even Spiegel guy or whatever his name, it doesn't take responsibility for anything.
Okay, so I've just done the Bob Marley Snapchat filter.
Okay, here that's is, you?
Yeah, here's me.
Let me see.
Me as Bob Marley. I'd say this is an improvement.
You look handsome.
Yeah.
Maybe you should consider some dreads.
So, yeah. Yeah, this is not bad.
Here's Snapchat's response, by the way. They emailed Gizmodo a response, and this is what they said. The lens we launched today was created in partnership with the Bob Marley Estate and gives people a new way to share their appreciation for Bob Marley and his music. Millions of Snapchatters have enjoyed Bob Marley's music, and we respect his life and achievements.
Yeah, so I agree. This is offensive. This is a bad idea, but I kind of think I look good in the picture.
You do. Maybe.
So, but I don't want to share it. Right? That's not good.
Yeah. Well,
it's not good to share it.
Well, here's the thing. If you share it, it's not really your fault.
Oh,
Snapchat
yeah.
made the filter. You're See, just
I think it's actually,
technology.
It's just Bob Marley's face. I think it's just maybe that maybe Bob Marley's face looks better on my body.
Look, this was just a half-baked idea that Snapchat cooked up, and they, you know, someone had this idea. They contacted Bob Marley's estate. They thought, great, we'll make some money. Snapchat will have a little gimmick for 420. Nobody thought about the repercussions. They only saw dollar signs, and now, you know, they're paying the price.
By getting a bunch of dollars.
Maybe they were all high when they came up with
Well, what the money are they making on this?
Oh, I'm sure you have to pay Bob Marley's estate to use the image or likeness.
Yeah, Bob Marley is making money. Snapchat, I don't know how they're making money on this.
Well, they're getting people to interact with their app. So they're increasing. Let me look at the attention. They're getting advertising right here.
Yeah, they're getting News AF mentions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're blowing up right now, dog.
Yeah.
Some of these people do not look as handsome as you, as Bob Marley.
Like, no, I
some
think
of them
is
are
good
downright
luck.
Terrifying.
Yeah, you should send that picture to Nicole, Rob.
Yeah, Bob has a podcast. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. give me some props on that.
The Bob Marley filter. Yeah, this will be gone tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. So very interesting, and we'll see what ultimately happens. Maybe this is going to catch on. Maybe. I mean, how offended are people? What's the backlash, Danny?
You know what would be nice is if we had some kind of scale, like we were plugged into Twitter's pipeline and we could gauge outrage by the number of outrageous tweets.
Yeah.
It's hard to, when these people write these articles, they always put up, you know, the tweets that they find that seem to be the most outraged, but it could just be that those four people are pissed off.
Right. Hard to tell sometimes if like 10 people are really, really mad or 10 million people are really mad.
Because Snapchat people strike me as the kind of people who, you know, unless they're going to some kind of, you know, one of those like Emory University or Yale or something, it seems like the majority of Snapchat users probably don't even care or were offended.
Yeah. So we'll see. It looks like definitely some people are really upset, but not a lot of mentions about this in the top tweets. Although it is early in the morning here on April 20th, so we'll see if there's more and more backlash. See if this headlines the nightly news by tonight. All right. And then, Danny, anything else that you uncovered this week?
Well, I have seen this story pop up several times. I don't know if it's really News AF material, so we can cut it off if it doesn't work. But this is about the White Savior Barbie. And
White
she's
Savior
been
Barbie.
In the news a lot lately.
Okay.
And what she does is she parodies volunteer selfies in Africa, which I guess is a thing. And it actually goes along with a story that came out about UNICEF spending tons of money trying to get celebrities to be in pictures with their shirts. So anyway, she it's another Barbie story, right? We had hipster Barbie who made a big splash, and now we've got White Savior Barbie, and someone is going through a lot of work to make these posts.
Yeah, I'll say. Tyson, would you let Bergen play with White Savior Barbie?
I try not to. Yeah, she can.
The problem. Oh, okay. What I'm wondering sorry, go ahead.
I'm trying to keep Bergen from Barbie and from Disney princesses, but it's inevitable that she's going to own all the Barbies and all the princesses, probably.
Yeah, probably.
My question is, does Barbie feel good about always being used as the instrument for parody when it comes to culture? You know, like people use Barbie as the means of mocking people on Instagram. It's like the go-to doll. All the other dolls are being shunned. Barbie's getting all the work.
But Tyson, how much is this a thing on Instagram where people are going and taking selfies with orphans in Africa?
It probably happens.
It probably does happen. I do feel like that's a really hip thing to do. Say like, well, I'm building schools in Africa.
Well, I feel like if you're building schools in Africa with orphans there, you're definitely taking selfies of it.
Of course. That's the whole reason you went.
Danny, does this kind of thing, though, then make people say, that is sort of a cliche. I should not try to donate money to build schools in Africa. Or is it only bad if you then go there and take selfies?
You should always question where your money's going. But I'm looking at a lot of her pictures, and she's definitely hitting on something that I think we all agree takes place on Instagram. And that's not, and that's doing stuff, not for the stuff itself, but for yourself, you know?
Yes.
And some of these captions are actually pretty funny.
Give us an example.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Here she wrote, "As I was away for what seemed like an eternity, I couldn't help but continue to be convicted by my wasteful tears. I have now begun collecting them one by one. Each one has meaning. Each one has purpose. God is revealing big things to me lately. I can't wait to share it with you." Which is basically word for word, which you could find on many posts like this.
Yeah. I do think that that's a thing that not just to single out this issue, but I do think there's a lot of people like, you know, hey, look what I just did. Here's this amazing thing. Now give me your praise.
Yeah. I think that I think Barbie's a good choice for doll, though, if you're going to use it to parody something.
Iconic.
You don't think American Girl doll would be better?
Yeah, but the American doll is so expensive, you wouldn't want to put her in some of these environments, whereas I think a Barbie doll is fairly cheap.
What about a Build-A-Bear?
A Build-A-Bear probably wouldn't transfer very well because you can't dress up the Build-A-Bear like a hipster or like a cute African white savior Barbie.
Okay. I'm just trying to think outside the box a little bit.
I know. Right. I appreciate that.
Okay. So what's the hashtag for this week's second News AF?
Howard Hughes Hefner.
Howard Hughes Hefner. That's pretty good. And then people can use that hashtag when they have a lot of outrage about this episode of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So great job, everybody, for coming back in and under terrible circumstances after the tragedy of losing a News AF episode that I'm glad we were able to rebound and get one up for this week.
Yeah, maybe we could just say that we put this one up because we were outraged by the Bodie McBoatface and we just had to vent.
Well, I'm glad that the Bodie McBoatface story broke in between. Yeah. And then we did have an opportunity to do a special 420 episode for all of our listeners.
For your half birthday.
For my half birthday, yes. All right. So then we will be back. News AF will go back to Tues AF this Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. We will be live for that. And then also you can subscribe to News AF on iTunes. Go to newsaf.news. Of course, our News AF tip line is tips@newsaf.news. Tyson, do we have more ratings from Monday?
Heck yeah, dude.
Okay. Sweet. The ratings keep coming in. We always appreciate it when you leave us your feedback and star ratings on iTunes at newsaf.news.
Here we go.
Yeah.
We just keep getting more and more. This podcast... 5 stars by Sexual Footpool.
Sexual Footpool?
Yep. This podcast is actual factual as fu. But they had to put a star as F star CK.
Okay, great.
Here's another one. AF Haiku, 5 stars by Kate Sears. Seasons come and go. Actual factual news always has the scoop.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we like haikus.
Hey, Rob, I would like to change our hashtag. Is it too late?
What do you want to change it to?
I really like Michael Breches here in the chat. He has emergency AF.
Emergency AF.
I like that one. It applies more to this.
Yeah, scenario. Not hashtag sexual footpool as Yarknarf says in the chat.
I like emergency AF.
Yeah. There's a lot of good ones today. There's Bob Has a Podcast, Showy McShowface.
Yeah, we should only do the show every week as an emergency. We should do a show on Monday, sort of work all the kinks out. That's like the dress rehearsal.
Okay.
And then Wednesday should be the real show.
I wore the same shirt both times.
Yeah. Oh, so you knew about Michael Strahan on Monday. That's why you wore your Giants shirt?
Yeah. He called me and let me know that the job was mine, as long as I get enough petition signatures.
All right, and we're waiting for somebody to come up with that change.org petition to make Tyson the new host of Kelly and Tyson coming up.
It's going to happen.
Or should it be Tyson and Kelly?
It should
be Tyson and Kelly, for sure.
And then you can short it TK.
TK. All right. Of course, follow Tyson on Twitter. He's at Tyson Apostle. Danny is on Twitter. He's at Danny Bryson, but he's not tweeting anything there. But he is technically on Twitter. I'm at Rob Sister. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who does a great job getting the News AF podcast up every week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Boop, boop.